Good morning. Did you notice that you could see completely the sidewalk and the asphalt this morning? Is that just a beautiful sight, I tell you. And of course, I've been thanking Brother Bob Hall for the many times that he's been out there with that plow of his and helped us out so many times, Mary Ann. And now I've got another hero to add to the list, Jordan Miller, over here, because we were getting ready for Jordan's birthday. Was yesterday, our Jordan's birthday. And we've got Autumn for a baptism today, Monica and Larry. And I tell you, the years just passed, because we came here. Jordan was small enough that he would crawl under the pews. But the kids come home not so much to see Mom and Dad. I don't know whether other parents can relate to that. They come home to see each other, you know. So the whole clan came yesterday. And I want to thank you, Jordan, for clearing that out. And again, I'm so thrilled to have a tally of a growing number of heroes, great Christians, great disciples. So thank you very much. This is a wonderful day in the kingdom of God. We have Monica and Larry here today. Autumn is going to be baptized. And as we say, through the sacrament of baptism, whenever we observe this and participate in the sacrament, once again, it is an opportunity for each of us to remember our baptism and be thankful. So the sacrament of baptism isn't just for Autumn, but in many, many ways, this is once again a day in the kingdom of God of renewal for each and every one of us. So what a glorious day this is. Are there any parish notices to come before us? Let us prepare our hearts for morning worship. Let us pray. Holy One of God, Creator of all that is, renew our strength this day. Lift us up on your wings of love. Guide us with your ancient wisdom and truth, and empower us to be your people, that all may know the power of your love. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Call on the name of God.
For God has called us by name.
Lift your eyes and see.
For Christ is in this place.
Know that God is near.
For the Spirit lives in each of us gathered here.
Now lift up your hearts, your voices unto the Lord in praise. The opening hymn of praise, 73. Oh, worship the King. Take this opportunity to welcome one another through the passing of the peace.
Handsome little boy, too.
Well, I already know something. Oh, yes. I know a secret. Well, we've got something special for the children today. At this time, we'll have the children's moments. I absolutely love that, son. I love that. Boy, you got the right preacher to show that to. I love it. Well, it's just wonderful to have you. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you ahead of time. Now, Brother Dave, when you come forward here to help with the suckers, we're going to hand out a sucker each to you that you can give away. But look what you get to keep. Today, these, can you see what they are? You want to tell the rest of the congregation? Who wants to tell them what we've got in here? How about you tell me?
Heart suckers.
Dear heart suckers. Yes, indeedy, indeedy. And I want to thank Deb back there, Deb Miller. I want to thank Deb. I'm proud of you, Deb. That's just awesome. So you're going to get that special treat. And of course, we're coming up on, let's see, guys. What, Tyler? Let me see if I can remember this. Let's see, the 14th. It'd be Saturday. Yeah, I didn't get high scores in math. Actually, I did. I'm kidding. I did get high scores, believe it or not, Dick. But no, Saturday is going to be Valentine's Day. So, Deb, thank you very much. Roger, thank you for the gift of these suckers in the shape of a heart. Love. That's the theme of this week. Love. Well, that's the theme throughout the message. Jesus has come to the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law is sick. She's in bed with a fever. And they tell him about her at once. And Jesus came, he took her by the hand, and he lifted her. And the fever left her, and she began to serve them. Now, by the way, the fact that she began to serve them, your commentaries, when you look into this, this is a recurring theme throughout the Gospel of Mark. And that is, we're brought into this loving relationship with God through Jesus, our Savior, for a purpose. Not just that we be blessed, and that's why you get two suckers, right? So you're going to get the heart sucker, the heart sucker representing love. But then you're also going to share with another. And that's the point of that reference, that she began to serve them, that all disciples who've come into this encounter with Jesus, to know the love of Jesus, you don't want to just hoard that. You want to share that love with others. And so what we do is we serve Him. We serve the Lord. We share in the ministry of Jesus. And again, what a wonderful symbol. The heart, look on the altar, you see the cross. We're having baptism for little baby Autumn today, and she adorable, adorable. So but that sacrament is all about love, the love of God, and His love will never cease, never. The Lord is with you. The Lord will be with you every step of the way. You may be facing things from time to time that frighten you. You might have tests, right? I always prayed before a test in school. I always had my time of prayer. It was silent, but I prayed, and you can pray. So go to the Lord in prayer. Spend that time with Him. Take your troubles, your fears to Him, because God is with you. Let's go to the Lord, and let's ask Him to help us. Maybe you're getting ready. I don't know whether you've got any tests this week, but let's go ahead and make a big circle. What's a big circle today? Look at this. It's a fine-looking group. Lord Jesus, You know what we go through. You know our daily walk. And You've walked this earth, Lord. So you understand fully. So you know, maybe there's a test awaiting us at school this week. Or maybe there's something that we're concerned about. We bring it to you, O Lord. We spend this time in prayer with you. In your presence, Lord, we find your strength. Bless us now that we may share with other boys and girls this good news of Jesus and a love that'll never fail. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, Brother Dave, you want to come on down here? Man, we got. How about you do the other suckers? And I'll start with the hearts here. Because this is easy to do, so just take one out of there. Yes, indeed. I got to see that again. Show me that again. Isn't that the neatest thing? I'm telling you, that is so cool. That is so cool. And, you know, by way of a little announcement, next week's going to be the big Valentine dinner, isn't it, Dick? The big one. And so we want to make sure we get the word out and invite you. And I had told Deb Miller that, and Deb, we're going to have plenty for next week. So, you know what? Bring a friend. There's plenty in here. Bring a friend. Because you're going to get another one of these since we're having the big Valentine's Day banquet. And by the way, the theme of every Sunday is love. Isn't that what we find in Jesus? You bet it is. So bring a friend next week and we'll be handing out some more of these. Now, you may return to your pews and Emily's going to help me. Emily, she says, great, I'm right here. The rest of you may return to your pews. Emily's going to help carry the microphone for us. If you're a visitor, as I said last week, we prepare every week for a visitor. And this blessed congregation allows Greg Lay to just every week say basically the same ritual, okay? I used to have the Apostles' Creed every week. So we do have the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father we have every week. But every week they let me share these words with you because they're important words. We want to welcome you. There are visitors' cards. By the way, back here in the back section, those visitors' cards are on those posts. And if you need a visitor's card, just flag an usher. They'll get you one. But there are visitor's cards. Take a moment, fill it out, and when we come by with the morning offering, just drop the visitor's card in that plate. You'll see a portion on there for telephone number. If you put your telephone number, that way I can call you, get you better acquainted with this marvelous church family. Now, by getting acquainted, joys and concerns. You see the joys and concerns. If you have a joy, for instance, it could be the announcement of a birthday. I just told about our baby boy. How old is Jordan now, Mother? I got to look to Mother. I knew that. I was just testing you. You just passed that test. I was talking about test. Yeah. All right. Yeah. No chance of lightning today, is there, Dick? Okay. Well, 23. And if you have the announcement of a wedding anniversary, or perhaps your joy is a testimony of how Jesus is giving you strength right now, you know, with his love, lighting your path. And you want to lift that testimony up, just raise your hand. Perhaps you have a concern, maybe someone you know of or someone in your family is sick. You want to lift them up in prayer. Raise your hands for joys or concerns, and Emily will bring you the microphone so we can all hear. Tim, I'll field this one. Yes, sir. Oh, you've already got your mic up there. Good for you.
I believe there's a bass guitarist at the 1111 that has a birthday today.
She has a birthday. Haley Finn Frock, let us raise a cheer. Raise a cheer. I'll tell you what, Dad, I think there's a chance, too. I know I did mention to her she might be helping out the professor, and it's a joy to have the professor, Keith Bowers, back with us. We're going to maybe get a chance to get an update from him on his eye. But Haley may be doing one of the pieces for this year's Easter Cantata, doing on the bass. She has really, really, really just blossomed. But happy birthday to Haley. Any other joys or concerns? I see a hand right back here. Thank you, Emily.
First of all, we want to make sure everybody knows that they are welcome and invited next Sunday to our dinner. It's for everybody. No matter what financial status you're in, we'll have a nice dinner and go on. The other one is, in your bulletin this morning is a missions report for last year. We had another tremendous year in missions at this church. $21,344 came in, and the big items were taking care of your neighbors and friends. The local food pantry, local needs, and the beef and pork, which winds up in the food pantry. Now, we also get some help from other local churches on the food pantry thing. But anyhow, you're to be congratulated on another fine year of mission giving and particularly helping your friends and neighbors.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Thank you, Richard. Thank you. I might have seen a hand back here. Mary Ann?
My grandma, Mamie's birthday is this Friday.
This Friday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And I see, I think, Emily, I think over on the other side, I think Mary Ann.
I want to wish Will, he had a birthday this past week, and Megan has a birthday coming up this week. So happy birthday.
Well, now, couple, that is just, that's idyllic. That's idyllic. Of course, I'd still want two cakes. But anyway, you can look at me and tell that, Will. any other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns? Yes, sir, Brother Keith.
Try to make this short and sweet, but I want to thank everybody here in our church family for their prayers and cards and everything. That's awesome. My retina has been reattached, and right now I have 20/100 vision out of my left eye. Probably will never get any better, but the main thing we're hoping and praying for is no more scar tissue. And so that's what we need prayers for now, that I've got an oil bubble in there, and I'll have it in there for 6 months. I do want to say this one thing, though. The doctors that operated on me, they had told me before that this Dr. Khan and Dr. Shalom, I think they're from India. I'm not sure. But they said that they were Christian people and that they pray for their patients. So when I was on the operating table this time, before I actually went under, I asked them if they would have a prayer with me, and they did. And I prayed, and we all said amen together. So the Lord was there, and with your prayers and everything, hopefully this will work. Thank you so much.
God bless you for that testimony, too, Keith. Thank you so much, brother. The professor is in the house. We have missed you, brother. Any other sharings? Well, as I said, what a wondrous day in the kingdom of God. Autumn, I have everything ready for you. God is here, and we will renew our baptism as we celebrate the sacrament with you. Let's show an appreciation for Emily, who has done just an outstanding job. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, young lady. At this time, we will turn to the Lord in silent prayer. Lord God, Holy One of God, renew our strength, that we may fly upon wings like eagles, that we may run the race and not become tired, that we may follow Christ and not grow weary, that we may tell the world what we have heard and what we know to be true, that you, Lord God, you are everlasting and true, powerful and mighty in love. Deepen our faith, Lord, as we lift up from our hearts now the prayer which the Savior, the Holy One, has invited us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. With the theme of the text this morning, which you can already see in the sermon title, certainly, We're going to lift up this wonderful Gaither hymn 367. Let us stand as we sing together, He Touched Me. Continue the lectionary reading, the lesson from the Word of God, Mark, the first chapter, and now we continue past the 28th verse, verses 29 through 39. And as soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve him. That evening, at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. He would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And in the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up, went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him, and when they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go to the neighboring towns, that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues, and casting out demons. May God add the blessing of His Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word.
Greg, you've got it.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, Keith. And thank you. Thank you, Linda and Ian. Thank you so much.
Sing low, sweet Jesus.
Can you hear that when I'm crunching that? Can you actually hear that? Had a little trouble here. Hang on just a moment. Brian Stewart and I used to live on these things. If you know Keith, and you know this, Keith, you appreciate this. You know what I'm talking about. If you have a little problem with your throat, there's something about the lemon, the honey lemon, that is a blessing. Well, that brings me to the topic of today, blessings. I want to turn then once again to the scripture. This continues from last week. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came, took her by the hand, and lifted her up. And then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered about the door. Isn't that just a powerful image? Now, that really is the human condition. We all need the Lord. The one who made us, the one who sustains us. We know who to turn to, don't we? Don't we? In times of need, don't we always know who to turn to? You had them praying for you? The doctors know, because there's a greater physician than they. It is the Holy One of God. And the whole city was gathered that night about the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases, cast out many demons. He would not permit the demons to speak. Now, again and again, that's a recurring theme throughout Mark. Why would he not let them speak? Well, if you'll go into your commentaries, you'll learn there were many sleight of hand workers. You remember when Moses was delivering the children of Israel by the power of God? What did the Pharaoh do? The Pharaoh brought out his court magicians, right? And so there were many of these magicians that were going about, these so-called healers. They were charlatans, Warren. And so that's why he wouldn't let the demons announce who he actually was, because Jesus didn't want this to be misunderstood. Because, now this is going to be painful to say, but there were a lot of people that wanted a rabbit's foot Jesus. I know that sounds harsh. I know it does. But it's a fact. They wanted a rabbit's foot Jesus. They wanted a good luck charm. Jesus, in fact, says, whoever would follow me, let them deny themselves and do what? Take up a cross. Now, what you're doing right there, Dick, is what you and the mission team is going to do. You're participating. You're not looking for good luck charms. You're participating in a sacrificial ministry that has already blessed you. And so what you're doing, just as the mother-in-law got up, and what did she do? She started serving. That's the whole point. You're serving. You're participating in a ministry of the cross of Calvary, which can be sacrificial, right? Because of all that he's given to us, we can't help but participate and follow him. So Jesus is actually looking for followers, not those who quickly want a good luck charm. What did he say to those who followed him after the magnification of the loaves and fishes? Do you remember? It was almost comical. You're just following me because you want more bread. It existed. And tragically, we're human. It can even exist today. So that's why he would not permit the demons to speak. He's looking for those who will respond and participate in the kingdom of God. In the morning, while it was still very dark. Now listen to this lesson. While it was still very dark, he got up and he went out to a deserted place. And there he prayed. Who prayed? Jesus prayed. Well, as my father used to always say, if Jesus found the need to get out there to that lonely place, and he found the need to commune with the Father, how much more do we need that holy communion, that time of that sweet hour prayer? How much more do we need that? Well, Simon and his companions, they hunted for him, and when they found him, and here are the words I want to close with. I know there are additional words, but I want to close with this. When they found him, what did they say? Everyone is searching for you. And the whole city was gathered about the door. Everyone is searching for you, Keith. We know who to turn to in the time of need. And you turn to the Lord, you find that lonely place. Jesus said, as we've just mentioned here recently, you go to that closet, you go into your closet alone, you close that door, nobody sees you, nobody knows you're there. And alone in prayer, you commune with Jesus, with his holy presence, his Holy Spirit. You will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed ever. In one of his books, Robert A. Schuller, and I emphasize the initial A because this is the younger Schuller. This isn't his dad who formed the Crystal Cathedral. Although, how many of you remember when the younger Schuller was senior pastor? For a time, he had a tenure. He was there for a while. He's a great preacher. He was a great preacher, Warren. I was really impressed. In fact, not to knock his daddy, but I really felt that Robert A. Schuller was a better biblical preacher than his father even was. But great preacher, wrote several books, and in one of these books, baby boomers, you're gonna appreciate this story. All those my age and older. He tells a story. Actually, he relates a witness from a Lori Jones. Now, who's Lori Jones? Lori Jones is the wife, or at least was. I didn't even check. I didn't Google to see. Forgive me. I don't even know that they still live. I mean, I'm gonna be 62, and I saw the movies when I was a kid. Lori Jones was the wife of the great Walt Disney actor Dean Jones. Now, baby boomers, here we go. Have a little trip down memory lane with Greg. I loved Walt Disney film. How many of you baby boomers remember The Love Bug? And I don't mean the Lindsay Lohan movie. I mean The Love Bug starring Dean Jones. You remember that one? Let me see him again. I will see if I'm not so alone here. How about the Shaggy D.A.? Remember Walt Disney's the Shaggy D.A.? Dean Jones, oh man, he was an icon in the day, you know. Family films, you know, family values. I really, really enjoyed him. Now here's the witness. In February of 74, here we are in February. How fitting. In February of 1974, Lori and her actor husband, Dean Jones, went on vacation to Mexico City. One day, while they were sightseeing, they decided to tour a Roman Catholic cathedral. And as Jeff, as they're following the tour guide, Dean Jones, I guess, had a, they're in a cathedral, but he said he had a devilish sense of humor. So here they are touring a Roman Catholic cathedral, and he would make offhanded comments like, "Boy, this place must be impossible to heat." He did. He had that kind of sense of humor. But he seriously also confesses that honestly, where he was in his life's journey, Bob, at the time, Dean Jones says for him, that cathedral was nothing more than just another architectural site. And thus, he wasn't at all prepared for the good priest's remark at the close of the tour. For at the close of the tour, the priest said, "If some of you need physical healing, now is the time to pray." Dean Jones wasn't ready for that remark, and he especially wasn't ready for his beloved wife's response to the priest's suggestion. For at once, you see that again and again in Mark's gospel, at once, she looked up at him with a sense of urgency, and she said, "Dean, honey, let's pray for my arthritis." Now, Lori Jones's arthritis was not just a slight case of arthritis. Hang on to your hat. She was taking 30 aspirins a day. No, I didn't misprint. 30 aspirins a day. Some of you have been acquainted with that kind of pain. God love you. Some of you here have known that kind of pain. But I'll tell you, I got to say, God must have had a plan for her, because, I mean, it had to have been a miracle. I mean, I've got heart patients here. It must have been a miracle, Dick, for that stomach to be able to withstand 30 aspirins a day. I can't fathom that. And sure enough, Dean Jones remembered that, why, that morning, as with every morning, he had just been massaging Lori's hands, you know, to try to just alleviate somewhat the cramping and the pain so that they could go sightseeing, you know. They're on vacation. But he did this every day, and it only gave her temporary relief. And Lori Jones was now seeking a permanent solution. "Let's pray for my arthritis, Dean." Well, he's not a hypocrite. He says, honestly, I nearly laughed out loud when she suggested praying for her arthritis. But he said, the only thing that kept me from laughing was the thought of the intensity of her pain. And for that reason, I took her suggestion seriously that day. He said, you got to know where I was in my life. He said, I was not at all what you'd call a man of faith. But he said, I couldn't resist my dear wife's request. And I thought to myself, well, what have I got to lose? And Dean Jones bowed his head, closed his eyes, and he prayed. Quite simply, he prayed, "God, heal Lori's arthritis." Now, Lori's prayer went substantially longer than Dean's. But nevertheless, roughly 5 minutes later, they were walking out of the cathedral hand in hand together. And when they left, as soon as they left the cathedral, at once, she looked up at him and said to him, "Dean, I think something happened in there." "Great," Dean said. "Well, great, honey. I mean, if praying makes you feel better, that's wonderful." Again, not a man of faith. 3 days later, she threw away the aspirins. And Dean Jones watched her with jaw-dropping astonishment, as Lori now moved her hands and her fingers without wincing, without even the slightest indication of pain from this crippling arthritis. He thought to himself, "God, could this be real? Could this be a miracle? But will it last?" Well, that's 3 days later. 2 months passed, a year passed, and the final ending of the story became the heartfelt witness. When Lori and Dean took their need to the Lord that day in the cathedral, when they silently bowed their heads in prayer in the presence of the Holy Spirit of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus healed her. She was totally, she was utterly healed. And the affliction never again returned. Now, you know, if I were to suggest that whatever your illness is right now, that, you know, that I can promise you it's going to get healed. You, parents and grandparents are going to meet me back there for a good reason, because you know you're a mature body of disciples. You're a mature body. And you know that we aren't always physically healed. But you also know Jesus healed. And the thing is, though one may not be physically healed, there is always a spiritual healing. Tony Campolo spoke about this. He said, now bear in mind, everyone who was physically healed, Simon's mother-in-law, physically healed, everyone who was physically healed did in fact later die. God did not betray them in death. It is as natural as birth. They did die. The blessings of the Lord did not end. Physical healing was for a sign. And that was the problem with the demons and the misunderstanding with the magic workers of Jesus' day. You know, right? The healers, the so-called healers of his day. The miracles that Jesus performed, these are signs to point us to God. And speaking of Dean Jones, the actor Dean Jones was never again an actor with regard to his faith in God. And they faced other trials, other tribulations, just as we do daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. They continued to face challenges. But his faith never again wavered, because the sign pointed him to God, and he opened his heart to God, and the presence of the Lord's Spirit was with him from that day forth. He never faltered in his faith, no matter what he and Lori had to face and deal with. No matter what they had to wrestle with. What's Sis always say? What's Fritzy always say? Greg, I don't ask the Lord to, in prayer, to change my circumstances. Rather, I ask the Lord, I say, Lord, take my hand. Walk with me through the trial, Lord. Give me strength, Lord. Take my hand. He will take your hand. You will never be disappointed. Monica, Larry, you will never be disappointed in what you are doing today, in trusting autumn into the hands of the Lord God. Jesus Christ has come to show us what God is like. God is love. Now, I'm going to have Brother Dave Bowen is going to represent the church. I'm going to have him come forward for this baptism. Monica, Larry, I'm going to have you bring your beloved daughter forward for baptism. I'm going to, at this time, invite us all to turn to page 39 in the hymn book. We will find there the ritual of the sacrament of holy baptism. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation, and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price.
I present Autumn K. Nicole Andrus for baptism.
Thank you, Brother Dave. And just a quick lesson from Christendom. In baptism, we will only use Autumn's first name. So from here on, it will just simply be Autumn, because her last name, as is our last name, family of God. That's why Bishop Palmer loves to say, for instance, Brother Dave, right? Sister Karen, Sister Helen, because we are now bonded together as children of God, brothers and sisters of God, and I see Autumn smiling at Greg. Love it, I love it. All right, let us continue then. On behalf of the whole church, Larry and Monica, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, in fact, I'm going to have you go, let's go ahead and step right up here so we'll be together, because there's some of this that I'll be sharing with you in the hymn book. Monica and Larry, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and the power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. Will you nurture autumn in Christ's holy church that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess that faith openly, and to lead a Christian life. And now, brothers and sisters here in this house of worship, do you, as Christ's body of the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? We do. Will you nurture one another in Christian faith and life and include autumn now before you into your care?
With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround autumn with a community of love and forgiveness that she may grow in her service to others. We will pray for her that she may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life.
Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again and ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. And when you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day.
In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus and nurtured him in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations.
Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people.
Pour out your Holy Spirit. Bless this gift of water and autumn who receives it. Wash away her sin. Clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory.
All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever.
Amen. Now, Mom and Dad, what we're going to have you do, we're going to have you hold Autumn right over the font here. And I will speak her name for holy baptism. Yeah, you'll put a little head right here and this right here. And I've warmed this. Yes, I have. And now, Autumn K. Nicole, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, Dad, you can bring her right over here. And so that she's nice and secure, you continue to hold her. And you and Mother, Brother Dave, representing the church, we're just lightly going to place our hands on her little forehead. Just very lightly on her, on the top of her head. Here we go. And now, Autumn, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Bless her sweetheart. I'm telling you, I have had such a blessing today. Such a blessing. I want you to now turn to the congregation here. It is our joy to welcome a new sister in Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as a member of the family of Christ. Autumn, Autumn. Pastor Melissa is going to have such a joy. Continuing to nurture you in Christian discipleship. She's going to be so blessed. But I've got one more little thing here to give you. Autumn, here's from the altar of the Lord God. We're going to light an additional candle that I want you to keep. Your parents are going to keep this for you. And this is her little baptismal candle from the altar of the Lord. You will remember that and tell her that every year on the anniversary. Can you folks, I wish we had the camera up here. Roger, this is awesome. Every year on the anniversary of your baptism, thank you, Lord. Yes. Mother and Father will light the candle and they'll witness to you about the love that will sustain you every step of the way, the love of Jesus. Now, Mother, I'm going to give this to you, and you can extinguish that at any time for safety. But I do want everyone in the church now, we're going to the commendation and the welcome. Members of the household of God, I commend Autumn to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you. We welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Autumn K. Nicole, the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you, strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Amen. Let us just raise a cheer to the Lord. Oh, my. What a beautiful child. Larry, I'm telling you. Yeah, I have just been blessed. Now you want to share in this joy further. At the close of the service, Larry and Monica, we're going to have you. And Helen, you come join them too. And you come join, because we're going to make a little line out here so that everybody gets a chance to greet our new sister in Christ. You may return to your pews. It's been a privilege. As I said, Pastor Melissa will come here. She will begin. It could be, someone was asking me, we'll double check through the PPR. They're your liaison with the bishop and the cabinet. Not me. No, not me, but the PPR. So we'll double check. But I think Pastor Melissa may, in fact, begin. I was thinking the first Sunday in July, but it could, in fact, be the last Sunday in June. So that's going to be exciting. As I said, now she is going to have a joy in nurturing a little Autumn in the Christian discipleship. At this time, we serve the Lord through the morning tithes and offerings. Let us pray together. Bless these gifts with your creative strength and power, O God, that those who need to know your love and feel your presence may be blessed by the gifts we have given this day. Amen. Thank you, Brother D. Thank you, Brother Mark. No matter what we may face, Autumn, no matter what we may face, brothers and sisters, along with Autumn, we will always have the arms, the everlasting arms of Jesus to lean on. 133, let us sing together. The Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us all, now and forever. Amen.